This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor. News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Chum and Jack Hutton joins me as we are talking Beauty and the Beast.
What's up, big dog?
He's neither.
Yeah, I tend to only be beastly, especially when I wake up in the mornings.
Well, when you told me that you were in this, that was the first thing I was hoping that you were. I mean, you got the tall stature. I was like, I was hoping that. But then when you told me what role you played.
Yes, I am. I play Gaston.
This is a little more appropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
In my opinion.
You know, the narcissistic jerk. Yeah, that's who I am. No, but I do have the Beauty and the Beast here with us today.
Is that right?
I sure do. I brought everybody along.
Okay.
And so I'm going to kind of turn it over to them for a little while.
Okay.
But just wanted to kind of get everybody in front of the mic here.
So we'll start with you, Michael.
Hey, y'all. I'm Michael Knotts. I'm playing Beast.
I was going to say, I'm sure you're the... I'm hoping when he said that we have Beauty and the Beast here today, that you were going to be the Beast. That was going to make it real awkward for me to make my way around the room.
Trust me, a quick comparison of the two of us. I think it's clear.
There you go. No doubt whatsoever. As I know that... Have we been... Has the show been running already?
Yes.
Okay.
So we just closed out our first week.
Okay.
That ran Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It went very well. We've had a blast so far. Everyone is so unbelievably talented in this cast and crew.
Mm-hmm.
We are all just thrilled to be a part of it. So we're excited to get back going with our second week.
So what made you kind of get into this, kind of to get started? Give me a little background here.
Absolutely. So I'd actually done...
I know his background.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Exactly. Karaoke, you know, occasionally just singing
right.
for quarters on the street. Yeah. No, so I'd actually done some work with Auburn Area Community Theater back in 2019, I think was the first time. And then I'd done another production in 2021. It's just a fantastic group of people. And I hadn't had a chance to do anything, but this is a production, one, I was really excited about, two, just glad to get back with the group. So I was thrilled to audition, even more thrilled to be cast, and happy to be here now, yeah.
And as you said, it started last week. We'll continue this week. We'll get the dates here in a little bit. Andrea, your role in this?
I am the director of this production.
Uh-oh.
I'm the artistic director of Auburn Area Community Theater. That's right.
But now I know why you invited her, Jack. You're shooting for another role next time.
I get it. All I had to do was put all this talent together.
Right.
Just bring all these people together. We had more than 70 people come out to audition.
Really
blew me away. The level of talent in that room is crazy.
So how big is the cast? How many are in the cast?
There are 24 in the cast.
Oh, so you're talking being able to pull a great pool of talent, because, I mean, with 70-plus showing
that's
up.
That's right. A couple of them teach voice. Several of them are music majors. Several of them are educators and teach choir at different schools in the community.
Mm.
They're very experienced voices.
I think one of my predecessors from Wings 94.3, I think Rich Perkins used to be very involved.
Yes, Rich Perkins, yeah.
Yes, and which fascinated me quite a bit, because... You talk about the ultimate Gaston. I'm just kidding. He's off at seminary, so I can't make too much fun of him. I mean,
he's a great character actor.
He's literally doing the Lord's work now, so I've got to be sure how much I make fun of him. So, and then we've got Autumn in your role. I'm assuming the beauty.
I get to be Belle.
How about that? My daughter, her name is Annabelle. She thought, and of course, we all refer to her as Belle. So when Beauty and the Beast, when the cartoon version of it was out when she was little, she always thought that we named her after. And I was like, No, that's not. You just keep believing that, honey. We'll run with it. But it has been one of the favorites of my two girls. So I'm sure this is one of those things. You probably grew up watching this, hearing the story, so now you get to play it. It's probably kind of neat.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's been so much fun getting to play a princess pretty much every day for the summer, so I've enjoyed it.
Again, background on you, how you got into this and what you did before.
This is my first show with AACT.
Okay.
But I heard about them because I'm usually at New Horizons in West Point doing theater there with them. And I just overheard they were talking about doing Beauty and the Beast. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to go jump on that train.
Yeah.
So, and I'm very thankful to have gotten cast in this show as well. It's been so much fun. And like they said, the talent is incredible. So I've been lucky to work with so many people that are just this talented, honestly. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast is going to be running this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll talk a little bit more about showtimes as well as how you need to get there, because even though you've heard the word sold out, we'll tell you what that means coming up next. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika. America's news talk and information station. News Talk
WANI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Beauty and the Beast. We'll get to showtimes here momentarily. As Andrea mentioned to me during the break, I did not know this. It's kind of funny. We share, an anniversary together. You said it's y'all's 20th anniversary.
It is our 20th anniversary this year. Doing shows.
How about that? As I say that because we're celebrating 20th on East Alabama Living that we had summer issue out now, by the way. Get it on newsstands, fall issue, artwork due in a couple of weeks, and deadline due in a couple of weeks as well. But we're said that'd be our 20th anniversary issue that comes out. So it's hard to believe that it's been that long of the community theater going on here in the Auburn. Now, Andrew, I got to ask, I don't want to date yourself or anything, but how long have you been with the community theater?
I have been here the whole time.
The entire 20 years.
Yes,
good for you.
I'm one of the founding members, and there was a community it wasn't a community theater. It was a for-profit theater that a professor and her husband had started. They ran for a couple of years. They financed all the shows, and they had volunteer actors.
Wow.
So when they left town, it was a very unusual kind of situation, but when they left town, they said, you know, all you guys, you should start a community theater. So they donated their sets to us, and we called everybody that was in the playbills, looked them up in the phone book, and called them up on their personal phone numbers, you know, like you used to, and called them all up, and everybody showed up. We asked everybody for a $5 donation to be a member of AACT, and that financed our first production, and the rest is history.
What a great story. That's very cool. As I love those little nuggets. Well, let's talk about this weekend. It's going to be at the Jan Dixon Community Arts Center, by the way, and starting on Thursday at 7.
That's right.
And then we go from where, Michael?
From there, we'll do Friday at 7, and then we have Saturday and Sunday both at, I'm getting a signal for 6 on Saturday.
Yes, Saturday is 6.
Saturday is 6, and then Sunday at 2.
Matinee. Now, I'd mentioned going into the break that shows are sold out right now. However, you were walking us through, Andrew, like what that doesn't necessarily mean that it's closed off to the public because there is a wait list and people can come by and possibly get in.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we've never turned anybody away. We managed to fit you in. If you're there on time, we will find a chair for you to sit in. Mm-hmm. We have some children seating on the very front row. We have some little preschool-sized chairs. If children will volunteer to sit on that front row, they can be extra, extra close to all the magic, and then we can sell their chair up in the risers to the next guest in the waiting list.
Autumn, about how long is the show?
Oh, about 2 hours, I would say, right? Yeah, about 2 hours of pure fun and music.
For all ages, too, by the way.
For all ages, yes.
Do y'all take any sort of, is it pretty much going to follow the same storyline? Is there anything different that people can expect to see out of this?
That was sort of a balancing act to balance people's expectations with wanting to do something unique to us and special to AACT. But it follows the story right along. But I think we have we've reached for the humor in all of the scenes. So it's really very funny and cute and human and entertaining.
Michael, you don't come across as a grumpy guy.
Yeah, it wasn't a typecast situation. I can tell you that right now.
He's the least beastly person I think.
I was going to say he came in this morning. He's smiling. He's grinning from ear to ear, and I'm thinking this is the guy that's going to be the beast out there. So, how is makeup going to look a little different for you?
Makeup is very different. Okay. I want to appreciate Andrea for taking a leap of faith on me because it's well outside my actual personality. My parents could not recognize me when they saw me.
Is that right?
My parents said they did not know it was me until the second act. They knew it was me. They couldn't tell it was me until the second act. Huh. And that's because there you get to see a little bit more of the Beast's humanity. Mm-hmm. There is obviously the transformation scene at the end that will be me back out as the prince. So that's a lot of fun. We actually had some friends that came that did not know I was in this at all, that until that end transformation, they said, oh, we know him.
So, how about that?
Yes.
That is awesome. How long does it take you to get the makeup and mask on?
Oh, we've gotten it down fast.
How fast?
sub a minute, I think, at this point.
Really?
I think we are sub a minute.
For the transformation, but not the original Beast Mask.
Yeah, the original Beast Mask.
To get it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say closer to 30 to 45.
I was going to say, yeah, I was going to ask if you keep it under half an hour. I wasn't sure.
I'd say our goal is about half an hour. It depends on whether or not they trust me to do some of my makeup or not, because that adds a good 15 minutes if I'm in charge of any part of it.
Yeah. And then, of course, Autumn gets to play the gorgeous Belle, and you get to wear the same thing throughout the entire thing, right?
Well, I have lots of costume changes, which is really fun. Yeah, the second act, I've got maybe 3 costume changes that are super fast. Mm. But I've got a great team of ladies back there who we get it done pretty quick. So
that is awesome.
Keep the fun going.
Keep that in mind. That is going to be this Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 6, and then the matinee on Sunday at 2. Be sure to show up if you, as we mentioned, being sold out, but there are going to be some spots that will be available for you to be able to sit as well. We'll wrap things up. We'll talk a little bit more about what all's taking place and see if we can get Jack back on here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to News Talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Talking Beauty and the Beast. All right, we'll bring Gaston back in as Jack shared a picture with me a little bit ago. The costumes are true to form, man. I mean, you could pass for the Disney character. We know we went to Disney a few years ago, and I told you that he was one of my favorite characters was Gaston just because he played the role well.
Yeah, I think my favorite part is the widow's peak that's the size of my forehead.
It did look rather large in the picture.
Golly, man. It's something.
It looks great on stage.
And it's the first time I've ever worn a wig. I've never done that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is actually because I've done like performance and stuff before. Never done musical theater before. This is the first time I've ever done that.
Really?
Yeah. And so I've never really dressed up in costume or anything like that. And that's the first time I put a wig on, and it was shocking to say the least.
Well, speaking of which, and just knowing your history, I mean, how hard was it to acclimate to the singing and dancing? Because you said that it is what you see.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know if you're a kid that grew up watching it, then that's what you're going to see.
Yeah, and I was used to the singing and dancing part just because, you know, I had done that kind of in college and on stage before. Really, what was the interesting thing about it was I had more trouble learning the dialogue, the lines, and memorizing lines and stuff like that. Had never really done that before.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was interesting because the singing and dancing part kind of came naturally. It was the learning the other dialogue that I had to kind of pick up.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's gone okay for you.
You know, as much as it can.
You haven't been fired.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's why I brought Andrea to the radio station today.
There you go. Andrea, I will ask you this. Anything that's going to be upcoming after this show completes?
Oh, right now we're in auditions for 101 Dalmatians. That's our little kids. That'll come out in late September. And then after
Please tell me you're using live dogs.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
You're like herding cats, man.
and then we're doing Shrek.
That'll be very cool.
With the teenagers, that'll be our teen show.
Oh, so see, and that's the thing is with the community theater. I mean, it's of all ages. I mean, you have different shows for different ages.
That's right. That's right.
And so, when is the Dalmatian show?
The Dalmatian show, I'm not sure. It's I think it's last week of September, first week of October.
Okay.
It's right
in
there.
A quick turnaround after this.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 6, Sunday at 2. It's at the Jan Dempsey Community Arts Center. Please go. Even though it may be sold out, they'll probably be able to, as she said earlier, Andrea said, we're not turning people away. They're not in the business of that. So you guys, break a leg. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to more pictures, Jack. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. That does it for us. You guys have a fantastic, what is today? Wednesday. See y'all Thursday. Auburn Opelika this morning.